With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Another fatal police incident in Minnesota. This comes as Minneapolis is already tense, entering the third week of a murder trial of a former officer in the death of George Floyd.
An officer-involved shooting 10 miles northwest Sunday afternoon brought out protesters who confronted police. The family of a 20-year-old man says he told a crowd he was shot by police before getting back into his car and driving away, then crashing the vehicle several blocks away. He was later pronounced dead. Authorities had to use tear gas in an attempt to disperse a crowd that had gathered in front of the Brooklyn Center Police Headquarters.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Meanwhile, a Virginia town has fired a police officer accused of pepper spraying and pointing a gun at a Black and Latino Army officer. It happened during a traffic stop back in December. Second Lieutenant Karan Nazario has filed a lawsuit against two Windsor officers. An internal investigation found that police policy was not followed during that traffic stop. Also at SRNnews.com, gasoline prices have been holding steady the past 2 weeks at $2.94 a gallon of regular grade. That's 93 cents above the price a year ago.
There is plenty of gasoline around, and meanwhile, with the demand weak and oil prices no longer rising, this is the end of the price rise. The price rise was a total 77 cents from late November forward.
That update from fuel price analyst Trilby Lumberg. The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth and hiring, even though the coronavirus still poses some risk. Jerome Powell also tells CBS's 60 Minutes he does not expect this year to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate. Iran today is blaming Israel for a sabotage attack at an underground nuclear facility. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A woman died Sunday after her neighbor's gun accidentally went off on the west side. Cops called in around 1:30 in the afternoon to Jeb Stewart Lane, report that a woman had suffered a gunshot wound to the head. This neighbor arrived home Sunday afternoon to a flurry of police activity.
My daughter said, oh, Mama, ambulance down there in front of my friend's house. And I said, oh, I said, God, I hope it ain't nothing.
The neighbor whose gun went off is said to be cooperating with the investigation. Sheriff's office investigators continue to probe a Saturday night shooting. This happened in the Miramar area. Victim taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Matthews Bridge shut down for more than an hour Sunday due to a crash. At least one person was injured. Traffic flowing fine since the bridge reopened around 6:15 Sunday evening. And the federally supported Gateway Mall vaccination site having to close Sunday. It's reopening this morning at 7. Shut down Sunday due to severe weather. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today, partly cloudy and a high of 84. This evening, mainly clear with an overnight low of 60. And currently, it is 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Biden administration says they are now moving forward to create a commission to study expanding the U.S. Supreme Court. Georgia becomes the third state to shut down a Johnson & Johnson vaccine site after adverse reactions. And Reuters News reports the Biden White House is considering cash payments to some Central Americans in order to stem migration.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So the Biden administration's coming up with this idea that we're going to give money to some Central American companies to pay their people not to come over here. Mm-hmm. Could that work in the U.S.? We tell New Yorkers, hey, stay up there. We don't want you in New York and Florida, right?
We're already giving them our money, to be frank with you.
Yeah.
think about it. You know, you file your federal income taxes, and then when they have the COVID relief,
good point.
We get $1 out of every 10 they get, and we're supposed to send that back to Washington too.
Roger, wait. We get a dollar every 10, and every 10 they get 20.
Exactly.
What's up with that? Hey, sit back, enjoy the morning ride. I promise you will be highly entertained. The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, talk radio, WBOB. So let's get to it. President Biden said he was going to do this after he decided not to answer, and then maybe he would answer during the campaign on the issue of expanding the U.S. Supreme Court. Now the Biden White House says they're going to have a commission out there moving forward to study expanding the courts. The commission will also examine other potential changes such as term limits for judges as progressives are pushing the president to add more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats say it's long overdue. They are behind it. Senator from Hawaii, Democrat Mazie Hirono.
This is long overdue court reform as far as I'm concerned, and I've been thinking about court reform and what we can do regarding the Supreme Court to make it so much more objective. And so this is not something that a lot of us have not thought about.
She says they've been thinking about it for some time. Even MSNBC's The Nation's journalist, Eli Mistel, The Nation, of course, a very liberal publication, says we've got 9 judges. In fact, it would be smart if President Biden would add 20 more. He says, I've got no problem with 29 Supreme Court justices.
Favorite court expansion because of its reform possibilities, right? I want a better Supreme Court, not merely a Supreme Court where I get to win sometimes, all right? So that's why I favor a court expansion of up to 20 new justices on the Supreme Court. Each individual Supreme Court justice is frankly too important to our laws and our polity and our rights. If we had 29 justices, each individual death would be less important. And it will allow us to get back to confirming judges based on qualifications as opposed to based on agendas.
So there you go. So the liberal left says we need to add more. But from the Hill.com media reporter Joe Concha says, if you want to try it, it won't suit you at all, as the majority of those out there oppose packing the U.S. Supreme Court.
But you look at the poll, 58% oppose packing the Supreme Court. 31% only support that. That's according to, ironically, New York Times, Siena College poll. And, you know, liberal justices, even Stephen Breyer or the late Justice Ginsburg, have all talked about how this is a very dangerous thing to do.
As you know, the economy, of course, making a comeback, but the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry still saying that they're facing an employee shortage. CBS News point out that some of the job shortages, companies are trying to get you to come back. They're going to offer you more pay and incentives.
But in many sectors, the new normal for employers is a labor shortage. Many restaurants and hotels have had to raise their hourly wages, and some chains now offer signing bonuses, but to cooks and kitchen staff.
But one of the big reasons why many of those are not coming back is why? Because they can get more money because of unemployment benefits. Here is one of the small business owners from Rock and Taco, John Brunetti, says, we're trying to hire more, but when your government's paying you to stay home, it becomes rough, hence you have a job shortage.
To understand that people do need the money to make sure that they can get all their bills paid and make sure they have food on the table. But at some point after the stimulus checks have gone out, people are making more on unemployment than we would be able to pay them to come off of unemployment. So the biggest thing that we've seen is that people don't want to work for the money when they can make just as much or more sitting in their house. So at some point, it needs to be some kind of plan where we slowly roll back these unemployment benefits so it forces people to say, hey, we're back open. It's time to get back to work.
Former Reagan economist Art Laffer says we're going to tax people to work and pay people not to work.
You don't want to tax people who work and pay people not to work. That's just the silliest thing in the world. Nancy Pelosi says the best way to stimulate the economy is to give unemployment benefits to people who are unemployed. Hello, when you pay people not to work, which is what unemployment benefits are, you're going to get more people not working.
Infrastructure predictions, tens, not millions, but tens of millions of jobs will be created from the Biden proposal. Here's the Biden Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China.
But those numbers aren't really that accurate. Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace had Well, he's not Mayor Pete anymore. He's the Treasury Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. He said the infrastructure jobs that you predicted just ain't so. And, of course, Buttigieg had to backtrack on it.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs. And we're talking about economic growth that's going to go on for years and years.
But it turns out the study you're citing from Moody's Analytics says the economy will add 16.3 million jobs without the infrastructure bill and 2.7 million more with it. So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
You're right, I should have been more precise. The 19 million jobs that will be created are more than the jobs that will be created if we don't do the plan. And it's very important to make this point. As
right,
you just
showed us, Moody's is saying that we will
create 2.7 million. Yeah, exactly. It'll create 2.7 million more jobs than if we don't do it.
In fact, even some of the union groups say they are not behind this infrastructure package. Sean Steffi from the Boilermakers Union.
White House promises that all this spending will translate to millions of new union jobs, but the Boilermaker Union here in Pittsburgh tells me that this shift to green energy will put them and thousands of others out of work.
We're talking thousands of jobs. And, you know, maybe to the point of, you know, more jobs than what the Keystone XL pipeline is. We're being abandoned in the fossil fuel industry. And it's time for all the thousands, tens of thousands of workers, union, non-union, to speak up and defend ourselves, because we're the ones that keep the lights on in this country.
Here's a new thing when it comes to immigration. Two news stories. You ready for this? According to Reuters News, the Biden administration is considering cash payments to families in Central America to stay put and not come over to the U.S.
There's been a steady increase in arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent months. The U.S. is considering sending money to Central Americans in an attempt to stem the flow of migrations. The program would aim to address the economic woes pushing people to move. A potential program will be targeted at people in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Biden has instead called for $4 billion in development aid to Central America over 4 years to address the underlying causes of migration.
And here's another big story. This is not new. We saw some reports about this under the Trump administration, but Fox Business Network Hillary Vaughn points out that the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, is allowing those that have come into the country illegally, they're supposed to have a court date for asylum and things like that, border, the migrants are allowed to travel using a, quote, alternative ID.
Migrants released from custody are allowed to fly using something called alternate identification.
In certain circumstances, migrants released from their custody are allowed to hop on a flight and fly to a different state to unite with family members that they've arranged to stay with pending their court date with Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. From the TSA, that for migrants that do not have a proper ID to travel with, there are alternate identification that they have arranged with DHS to accept in these special circumstances. These migrants are entering in these border states, but they're ending up all over the United States.
All right, let me fly through a couple of these real quick with Roger Henderson. The Supreme Court packet, we heard about it last year in the election. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this is going to go. This, by the way, this is not a balance. This is like at a 30-something plus. I think some of those analysts out there says there might be four conservatives on there. Supreme Court packet, I don't think it's going
to
pass.
I do not believe so, because what will happen is that the Democrats can say goodbye to the House of Representatives in 2022 if that happens.
Well, on that, on the other issues. Hey, you were laughing. Mm-hmm. That was funny. Transportation Secretary Pete,
right,
had a backtrack. He backtracked on the mileage tax and the gasoline tax. Now he's backtracking on the job creation.
Yeah, first it was 2.7 million new jobs from all this money we're spending, which comes out to between $800,000 and $900,000 per job.
Right.
And then they jumped it up to like 19 million new jobs.
Right.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Right.
But now, you know, Chris Wallace explains the difference. There were already going to be, you know, a decent amount of jobs already created without the infrastructure.
Yes, restaurants say, I wanted to fly through this real quick. Restaurants say there's still a job shortage out there. And they claim that the number one reason why they can't get people to come back, you're paying them to stay home.
You pay more to stay home, you know, which really means that they're probably living hand to mouth, all things equal, even before everything. And now they're getting more money than they were being paid by their restaurants.
Pay Central American families not to come over into the U.S. Come on, if you want to do something by the border, why not just build the wall, keep it that way as well?
I know Americans who would love to relocate to Costa Rica, to Belize, to go if they would get a check from the federal government to go surfing, they'd love to have that opportunity.
Here's a question for those of you out there. Which state, if you wanted to pay a certain group of people to stay in your state, not to come over to your state, another state, stay there, not to come over to your state, I think we all can kind of understand what state would that be. Take your pick. California, Illinois, New York. Interesting. So more of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 615. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed south, just past 95. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, partly cloudy, a high of 84. Mostly clear this evening with a low of 59. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
City Rescue Mission celebrates 75 years of making a difference. We invite you to come be a part of the celebration at our annual Difference Makers Banquet, Thursday, May 6th, South Bank Hotel Jacksonville Riverfront. There'll be guest speakers, a powerful testimony, and we'll recognize 3 Jacksonville Difference Makers. Help us continue our mission of transforming the lives of those experiencing homelessness, hardships, and addiction. Tickets and tables are on sale now. Visit crmjacks.org for more information or call 904-421-5141. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new Rasmussen poll finds 60% of Democrats support moving the baseball All-Star game from Atlanta. But the poll also shows a plurality of black voters say the MLB has made a bad decision. With the economy making a comeback, the restaurant industry says it's still facing an employee shortage. And AAA says more Floridians are growing comfortable with traveling thanks to the COVID-19 vaccines.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Deficit spending is the new thing. As many of you know, when President Trump had his tax cuts, they all liked it. Then COVID hit, and guess what? They don't want to go back to free market reform. So instead, let's just spend more money. Now, many of those that, of course, supported the Trump tax cuts now say that the economic boom fueled by deficit spending could easily pump the economy to have a, quote, a euphoria in the 2023. Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan Chase says, quote, I have little doubt with excess savings, new stimulus savings, huge deficit spending, more QE, that's quantitative easing. That's a lot that happened under the Obama administration, and a new infrastructure bill, but you got to throw in also a successful vaccine that will hopefully end the pandemic, that the economy could have a big boom going into the next couple of years. The latest with this, CNBC.
JP Morgan Chase's CEO and Chairman Jamie Dimon's annual letter is out. Dimon is very optimistic, I should say, about the U.S. economy, at least for the several years, for the next several years. Here's what he's saying. He's saying this boom could easily run into 2023 because of all of the spending that could extend well into 2023.
So there you go. So no longer are we issuing things on the marketplace, dealing with the free market. It's now more about government spending as well.
Economic expansion. Goldman Sachs raising its forecast for the U.S. economy, eyeing 6.6% growth this year, 4.5% unemployment. Biden administration floats a nearly $2 trillion stimulus package.
Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell. Deficits are needed and are able to exist. Here's what President Biden said.
Although big deficits weren't a big problem for Biden during the transition.
There's a reason why the federal government is able to run a deficit, because the states must balance their budget.
But when it comes to the issue of spending, how will this play out with the voters in 2022? Former South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy says it could hurt the Democrats, especially with that stimulus that was passed.
But what they do need to talk about is we can find the stuff for Pelosi's friends. We can find the stuff for Democrat allies. How much did you get? How much out of this package did you, Mr. or Mrs. Average American, get?
But what about Republicans talking about debt and deficits? Back to Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace had Missouri Senator Republican Roy Blunt says, the Republicans, I mean, you guys are going to fight an infrastructure bill, but you didn't have credibility on spending in the past.
Colleagues in the Republican Party are complaining about this is going to explode debt, this is going to explode deficit. What the Republican record is on those. During the Trump presidency, even before the pandemic, the national debt increased by more than $3 trillion. When I hear, for instance, Mitch McConnell talking now about, well, debt and deficits, hasn't the Republican Party, haven't you lost your credibility on this issue?
Well, I don't think anybody has a very good record for the last decade on this. I think the deficit under the Obama years and the Trump years are very similar.
Yeah, in some cases, he's exactly correct, but I don't know if I would go along the way. The Obama years were much worse than that of the Trump years when it came to debt and deficit. But the first few years of the Trump administration, yeah, we didn't see any really big-time deficit spending cuts. You know, we talk about this issue all the time. Nobody really cares about deficit spending anymore. I think Trey Gowdy is exactly correct. This is what we talk about on this radio show. Some of you differ with me. Again, it's no longer about debt and deficits. It's about, okay, wait a second. And by the way, this topic isn't new. Mm-hmm. If you put and lump all of this in one area, you talk about the top priorities. You know, we love talking about how the wasteful amount of money that the arts, the Kennedy for the Arts Center, all the amount of money that didn't go directly. Again, if you want money to go, you would add more to businesses and the taxpayers out there. Mm-hmm. If you sit back and go, oh, we had spent millions on the arts, but we each family might have gotten a $1,400 check per individual, that doesn't sell a whole lot as doing something for the common man and woman.
Exactly. However, most of the time, you know, spending on the arts or foreign 2008, a drop in the bucket. Honestly, if you really want to, you know, curtail deficit spending, you got to look at entitlements because that's right. where most of it's going.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're right. What I'm saying, when you look at the campaign coming up, you're going, okay, listen,
right.
we spent COVID money. Again, what, 85%, which you've reported, didn't even actually go for COVID. And then now we look at the infrastructure bill, which we'll talk more in a few moments. The bottom line is, I'm thinking when you look at this, you can come back and say, okay, listen, we had a spending bill. It was done. This is what was spent when they could have spent more here. For example, education funding could have been taken priority this year, in fact, but the majority of it doesn't kick in until next year. I don't think that's going to bode well for a lot of parents.
Exactly. And if people realize, you know, just how our representatives in Washington are just blowing money like crazy, you know, they'd be pretty upset. You know,
not that it's a new thing.
Yeah.
So 24 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic around NAS Jax, headed both north and southbound. Add an extra couple minutes in both directions, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River.
So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs. And because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Remembering what Rush said then was right.
What do we do here every day? I simply report the news. All of it.
And still is.
And give you aspects of it and angles that you don't get in the drive-by media. Or maybe in any other place. We don't do topics here. We don't do guests. We just do the news of the day related to how I can use it to inform people what I believe. It's a way of explaining the horrors of liberalism.
Weekdays from noon till 3, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up next, another state decides to close down a Johnson & Johnson vaccine site. We'll talk about that, side effects. Are there any to some of this? Some of you say yes, some will say no. Passport vaccine, one of my favorites. I want to listen to this clip coming up with many of you. Sit back and say, well, look what the TSA does. You know, take off your belt and the shoes. Has that really prevented anything? Maybe we need to have a vaccine passport. That way we don't have to wear a mask and get our temperature checks. Says maybe there's a trade-off about that. So we'll talk about a lot of this coming up. And next, the CDC says that racism is a public health threat. Depending on what? We'll talk about all of this. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600. Email address edit WBOB.com. More coming up next. Ed and Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It was a night of mourning and protesting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, just north of Minneapolis. A 20-year-old black man was shot by a police officer and crashed his vehicle and later died. The death comes as nearby Minneapolis is already on edge and midway through the trial of the first of four police officers in George Floyd's death. President Biden meets with Republican and Democratic lawmakers this afternoon to discuss his proposed $2.3 trillion infrastructure package. Republican lawmakers have been quick to reject the plan as too expensive. After months of lockdowns, shops, gyms, and outdoor dining are reopening in Britain. Restrictions are being eased starting today, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is urging people to behave responsibly. This is SRN News.
A heart attack? He was...
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A Jacksonville mother shot and killed in what police are calling a tragic accident inside her own home. 47-year-old Jennifer Edlin is dead. This happened just down the road from Jeb Stuart Middle School Sunday afternoon. Cops arrived after there was a report of a woman suffering a gunshot wound to the head. She was pronounced dead at the scene. While there, police approached by a neighbor who said that while he was cleaning his gun, it accidentally fired. New from overnight, the sheriff's office responding to a reported shooting on the northwest side of town. JSO says the incident happened sometime before 5:30 in the 5600 block of Avenue B. A major crash temporarily shutting down a portion of I-10 near 301 in western Jacksonville. Multiple cars were involved in the crash. There were also multiple injuries reported. And a federal vaccination site at Gateway Mall expected to be reopening this morning after shutting down due to weather conditions on Sunday. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Your year-round camping headquarters 7 days a week is A Army Navy Depot, San Juan and Blanding. A Army Navy Depot is Jacksonville's only military surplus store with 4,000 square feet of camo clothes, insulated coveralls, M65 field coats, flight jackets, watch caps, gloves, and more. Check out the camping and survivor needs, military flags and pins, security, DOC, and first responder gear. Gift cards available and 30-day layaway. A Army Navy Depot, 4721 San Juan Avenue at Blanding.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic around NAS Jacks, headed both north and southbound. Add an extra couple minutes in both directions, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Mainly clear tonight, our overnight low will be 60, and right now it is 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the economy making a comeback, the restaurant industry says it's still facing an employee shortage. AAA says more Floridians are growing comfortable with traveling thanks to COVID-19 vaccines. And a new Rasmussen poll finds 60% of Democrats support moving the baseball All-Star game from Atlanta, but the poll also shows most black voters say the MLB made a bad decision.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. WBOB.
Don't forget, we got the podcast following the morning show. Go to WBOB.com. Click on right where it says The Ed Dean Extra. Also, don't forget to download that radio app to your smartphones and your iPhones at WBOB.com. It is a free download. No monthly charges. None of the pop-up nonsense. Just go to WBOB.com. Inside the infrastructure bill, progressives. I mean, they admit it. Hey, it's no longer infrastructure. It's social and now human infrastructure. I don't know what that has to do with the road and bridges unless the human is building the road and bridges.
You didn't pronounce it like Bernie usually does. Human infrastructure.
Ah, the wave of the future.
Yeah exactly. Not so, the ERA.
Okay. Touché on that one. I get what you're saying.
Infrastructure.
So they're talking about the elements of the Green New Deal to be passed inside this infrastructure bill, but author of the book, Green Fraud, it's pretty much the author of it, also the Climate Depot, Mark Morano, says it's worse than what you really think it is. He says the whole thing of the Green New Deal is totally fraudulent. Clip number 11.
The Green New Deal is much like the recent infrastructure bill that President Biden did. 5% are for roads and highways. 95% is everything else they want it to be. And that's what the Green New Deal is. It's ostensibly a climate environment bill, but actually it deals with everything from, you know, college loans to free health care to, environmental justice, and you get into the identity politics, wealth redistribution, and just massive restrictions on our lifestyle and degrowth planned recession.
Kind of a pretty good interesting, but yeah, degrowth planned recession. In other words, with all the amount of money that will be wasted and the job loss that will take place, you will have another, quote, induced recession. According to the Heritage Foundation, Joel Griffith, he says the losses are in the million if they try to put a Green New Deal inside an infrastructure package.
But if you look at the job losses, the net job losses, when he talks about the plan, he talks about these millions of jobs that are created. Well, we need to talk about what is the net impact. Our studies show, and this is just using modest estimates, that throughout the implementation of this plan, we'd be looking at 5 million jobs loss. And that's a big number. And if you start diving down into the sectors, you're talking about things like transportation, truck drivers, 800,000 jobs loss, retail, 3 million. This is impacting almost every sector. Negatively.
Roger, a few states have shut down Johnson & Johnson vaccine sites. Some would say because they've been tainted, but others would say no, they have not been tainted. They say that not all vaccines are the same. Here's the latest with this on Fox News.
A fourth vaccination site closes after people report having adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The latest temporary closure is in Georgia after 8 people reported bad reactions. Similar incidents also happening in Colorado, Iowa, and North Carolina.
But what is considered to be a bad reaction? From Memorial Sloan Kettering, Dr. Nicole Sapphire says that the vaccine side effects aren't necessarily causes for concern among those that want to get one.
Now, of course, when you start seeing people having side effects from the vaccine, and what has been reported is dizziness, fainting, nausea, you want to make sure to look at it. What's actually causing them, don't necessarily know. Is it possible that there's some needle aversion? Is it possible it's from the environment that people have been standing in line for hours to get the vaccine, and then all of a sudden they get a little lightheaded? It's possible. Is it a direct result from the vaccine? That's also possible. But these are not necessarily causes for concern. These are more side effects, not necessarily the more dangerous adverse effects.
You know, it's kind of like, hey, just get the spanking, get it done with. If you look forward to it, it's just going to ruin your day. Get it done with, you know, just get it done. I got to go to the doctor. Just got to get the needle. Just get it done with, all right?
People are concerned, though, because they're getting side effects that they didn't get with the first round of the J&J vaccine. Now people are laid out flat in their back for 3 days, which is unusual. Yeah, it has people concerned. That's why Georgia shut down the sites.
Well, yeah, I understand. I work out, so we develop antibodies compared to the vaccine. I won't take it as right now, don't need to. Mm-hmm. Having said that, what I'm getting at, like, for example, my father used to say when he went to college, back in the day, every year they get the flu shot, they got the flu. The years he didn't take the flu shot, he didn't get the flu, so he didn't get sick. So here's my question. Every medicine, always 60-second commercial, 45 seconds are the adverse effects of taking that certain pill, whatever, for certain things. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have a side effect. Why don't they just deal with it and get it done with then? Mm. Are we such wussies? Well, I don't want to go through this, and I've heard about it. I get that. Listen, if you want to get the vaccine, that's fine. If you don't, I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm just saying is you're always going to have a side effect on something. Just get it develop it, maybe get a herd immunity from it, or am I being too much of insensitive, Raj? Maybe that's the case.
I think what you're missing is that the side effects they're getting currently, they didn't get initially. So they're thinking there could be a problem with the current lot of J&J vaccines.
Okay.
Not just general side effects that you end up having regardless, but these are more severe side effects than what they were expecting. And because of that, that's what's causing some concern.
Here's the question. Are the side effects... Should we just go and absorb it knowing that if this has a... some doctors are talking about you may have to get a vaccine every year. That's just a conversation. Is it worth getting the shot knowing that you may have some... You know, you may be in the bathroom for a little bit. We've heard about that. You may get a little tired. Is it worth it knowing that if the long term of the rest of the year for the vaccine is going to help you out to fight against COVID?
The question is that people don't know the answer to that question. This was ran through
very
quickly.
No, this is a personal question.
Okay. Personal question. Is it worth it? Question mark. No one knows.
Okay. Well, no, your body would know because not all effects of COVID affect everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm getting at. So the question is...
Well, you won't know until after, you
know, that's the point.
3 or 4 years, maybe longer down the line.
But hold on. How do you know that? I mean, we've had it. I don't have any side effects from it. I know friends that have had it. They got still a little bit of side effects at 4 months later from it.
When I got COVID, honestly, I didn't think I had it. It was so mild.
Yeah.
I had been sicker with other things worse than COVID.
Amen. So,
but I got checked just to be safe.
I'm with you. But the question is it worth getting it in the long run?
Worth getting COVID or worth getting the vaccine?
Worth getting the vaccine knowing that you may have a few days of, hey, I'm going to be nauseated. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the question I would ask of people out there. Here is this is from the author of the book, Panic Attack. Bobby Suave says that, you know what? He says, looking at all the nonsense that we had to go through after 9/11, getting TSA checked, he says when it comes to temperature checks and wearing a face mask, he says, I'm not for, you know, going into people's privacy, but maybe having a small piece of paper that says my vaccine passport. He goes, maybe it's not that bad after all.
I think particularly of the travel restrictions we accepted post 9/11 that are still with us, the TSA, we're still taking off our shoes and belts for no reason at all. It's just a massive waste of time and it's inefficient. I certainly see all the potential problems with vaccine passports, but I would much rather, you know, just show someone a slip of paper that says I got vaccinated, if that means I don't have to wear a mask anymore, I don't have to have my temperature checked, all the other ridiculous things you do to go into a grocery store or a concert venue or something like that. So I wouldn't want to totally crowd out the possibility that the private sector comes up with something that's better than what we have now.
What do you think about that? That sounds like an interesting compromise, doesn't it?
Slippery slope.
Uh-oh.
You know, first of all, it's an invasion of people's medical privacy. Right. You should have a right to maintain that. And then, say, for example, let's just say that we go with end up having a COVID passport. All right. Now, let's say fast forward 3 or 4 years down the line, and people are finding out that they're easily counterfeited, and people are walking in and they've got COVID because they copied somebody else's QR code and figured out a way to get their, you know, their geek neighbor down the street to put it on their phone. Well, the COVID passports aren't really working. Let's just embed something in people's hands or foreheads.
You may be right, which means like a national ID, something like that with a passport.
Yeah.
Interesting take on that. According to the latest Rasmussen poll, 60% of Democrats agree with MLB, that's Major League Baseball's, decision to pull the All-Star game and draft from Atlanta over the state's recent election law. But a majority of those in the black community considered a bad decision. There was a plurality of black voters, 45%, who claim, and but Democrats say that will be negatively impacted, said that they believe that the decision is bad.
The MLB moved the All-Star game after Georgia passed new voting law. Some business owners are calling this boycott simply crushing. African Americans represent nearly 50% of Atlanta's population. Some minority business owners say moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver is not good for their business and will cost them revenue.
Yeah.
The travel and tourism industry could also take a major financial hit. The Cobb County Travel and Tourism Bureau estimates the move could cost the state more than $100 million.
By the way, I watched a little bit of the majors. I didn't see the majors bowing down to political correctness, and nobody's talking about it anymore now, Raj.
Yeah.
The golf game.
Yeah, no one's really talking about it. In fact, it was on television. I'm thinking, man, people are enjoying this.
Yeah.
Pack the place out.
So we'll see where a lot of this goes. So anyway, yeah, I just like it because you know what? I think sometimes when people threaten a boycott, you know what? You sit back and you go, yeah, well, whatever, move on. Because no one's talking about a boycott from the majors anymore. From the Masters. And the Masters, I mean, they may have given a little bit of conversation, but overall they sat back and said, this is not worth it. This is how some of these things should be treated. Just ignore it. It'll go away in some cases. Coming up on 644 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Already starting to see some slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 2 extra minutes, but expect it to slow down as the morning goes on. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Mainly clear tonight. Our overnight low will be 60, and right now it is 63 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. And they told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to K9sForWarriors.org.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lampergier lamp, invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lampergier lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lampergier is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lampergier dealer. Annabelle's, 904-272-5544.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Georgia becomes the third state to shut down a Johnson & Johnson vaccine site after adverse reactions. Reuters News reports the Biden White House is considering cash payments to some Central Americans in order to stem migration. And the Biden administration says they're now moving towards creating a commission to study expanding the U.S. Supreme Court.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Remember back in some of those during the Obama years, CDC considered guns, gun violence, a public threat. Ugh. So how did the CDC address it? Well, they verbalized it by saying maybe we should promote more gun control out there. Now the CDC has come out and says that, well, racism is now a serious public health threat. The latest with this, News 4 Jax.
There is a new public health threat, according to the CDC. It's racism. The CDC says racism in this sense isn't just discrimination, but also barriers that affect racial and ethnic groups differently.
The CDC declared racism a serious public health threat, the underlying problems of racism and health. The CDC says the inequity is a known but unaddressed epidemic, racism, and that the organization must address its impact on public health, healthcare barriers of things like affordability, transportation, knowledge, lack of trust, and cultural difference, as well as racism and how Black residents are treated by medical providers. The CDC plans to do several things moving forward, including investing more in minority communities and starting a website with stats around racism and health.
All right, this story is all over the map. Listen to this one clip here, just a little segment right here.
But unaddressed epidemic, racism, and that the organization must address its impact
here,
on public health, healthcare barriers of things like affordability, transportation, knowledge, lack of trust, and cultural difference.
Cultural difference, racism. Lack of transportation is racism. But hold on, wait. Healthcare is racism? I mean, are people being turned away? If they are, hey, you tell... I'd love the report on that.
There are some who will argue that maybe there's more poverty.
Who's the sum?
From the minority communities. We can probably look at the statistics.
Poverty based on what?
Who's living, as far as per capita, larger in the section of housing complexes. You could probably figure it out there's probably more so. And there's some who would say that because of that, people will probably be more reluctant to go to a doctor because they don't want to create a big bill. Whereas some people who have a good job that offers...
Happens in the white community, too. I can tell you a lot of people that way as well.
It does.
I used to be that way younger.
Yeah, it certainly happens, you know, but, you know, does it happen at the same percentages?
But that's not based on racism. If they can't go, they can't afford it, right? How is that racist?
I don't know. Maybe it's a racial impact, or you could see it, the statistics in the race.
And there's an impact in that community, but how that deal with the issue of being racist? You know, I mean, if you want to use the argument that you look at the majority of those out there and what grades make less amount of money, okay, that's fine. That's a fabulous debate, and I can understand that. But how is it that a lack of is it that a lack of transportation is racist?
Maybe the CDC, you have a point, is defining racism in a very, very broad sense.
It's infrastructure,
where,
Roger.
Where it's not necessarily racism, but there may be a racial impact.
Yeah, but they're saying racism. But how
a racial component.
Well, anything could be a racial impact.
Yeah.
An impact on, I mean, you could sit back and say that the COVID has hit a whatever size of those in the black community based on their health, whatever, but it also has an impact of negatively on those
but
in the elderly population.
But it doesn't mean someone's actually being racist toward them because of that.
Yeah. Here's another part I don't get right here.
As well as racism and how black residents are treated by medical providers.
Folks, if black people are not properly treated by medical providers based on their skin color, hey, do you need to go boycott those individuals, right? I mean, if that's the whole idea that you feel it's being racist, I say that tongue in cheek. Otherwise, you go after them. You embarrass them. Now, if you can't sit back and say, well, they're based on health because they can't spend a lot of money, again, how is that racist?
Hmm.
That's not racist at all. That's just based on economics.
CDC plans to do several things moving forward, including investing more in minority communities and starting a website with stats around racism.
Wow. So we're going to invest more in those communities. How long have we been investing into those communities? Since 1960s? So it's 60, almost 55 years later. And we're not investing enough? Are we racist? Because I'm just saying, because some of you want to make this a little political thing out there. If you want to go down this road, I'm just saying, except for the city of Jacksonville and a few others, if you look at the majority cities being run out there, they're being run by white and black Democrats. Not all black. A lot of them are white. And you mean to tell me that after so many years of spending money, you came up with the idea, oh, it must be institutionalized racism that's not turning these urban communities around. Well, then please tell me in North Florida, where a lot of poor white rural communities are not being turned around. Sometimes they just like staying there. I don't understand why people want to live in a mobile home park. And when you drive in certain North Florida, I'm not being a stereotype. I'm just being honest here. Just the way it is.
No, some a lot more affordable. Maybe they want to use their money to to travel more or whatever.
When they use the money to upgrade a little bit more instead of traveling more. Maybe they should travel more. Travel to a bigger area where there's more jobs and infrastructure. You can't sit back and tell me the reason why they're all here is because based on race. Let me tell you something. If tax cuts can turn businesses around in a matter of years that are, you know, don't have a lot of money but investment, you mean the trillions we have spent in these communities, you think we should have a rapid rate of return on all this? You would think, right? But to sit back and say, well, see, racism is a public health threat. Well, here's my question. Then what is the vaccine for it then? Can somebody tell me that? Just thought that'd be quite interesting. More coming up next. 652. Ed Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Already starting to see some slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 2 extra minutes, but expect it to slow down as the morning goes on. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Mainly clear tonight, our overnight low will be 60, and right now it is 63 degrees.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We are the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M-Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you gotta grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning, we had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Talking brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More. It takes family to build a better burger. Let the M-Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M-Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. goodclearwater.com.
This working from home thing has been going on for a while now, so take advantage of it. Tackle those projects you put aside for the right time, because with the right times now. Upgrade that space you're spending so much time in. Call American Electrical Contracting. The safety of their customers and employees is their first priority. All technicians are fully masked and equipped with industrial-level cleaning products. The safety measures for customer interaction is second to none. Call American Electrical Contracting today, 737-7770, or visit american-electrical.com.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, Roger, this was sent to by one of our researchers. At Florida Daily. She says, if people want mandatory vaccines for common good, should we have obese people on mandated diets for common good because the medical costs would come down? Hmm. How about that? You do know that the majority of those that have died of COVID were obese. Obesity is a problem in the U.S. Obesity doesn't discriminate. It's called don't eat the burger. You know?
Well, former Mayor Bloomberg, he outlawed or put an extra tax on large drinks in New York City.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. We put taxes on alcohol and cigarettes. Has that stopped slowing the spread of heart disease and drunk driving? No. Put a tax on it? That's like saying, it's like a bank robber or somebody walking up to school says, gun-free zone. That doesn't stop shootings, folks. This is common sense. All right? And the bottom line is that you get out of here and say, well, racism is this. The term is getting overused. Boycotts, impeachment, everything's a racist. You can't push this bill because it was institutionalized in racism back when the Constitution was founded. I'm sorry. This is getting old, and a lot of people just don't like it.
The tax on cigarettes, though, is pretty exorbitant. I don't smoke, but I hear it's like very, it's punitive. And I wonder whether or not if there weren't that tax on there, would there be more smoking? Now, I do believe that smoking is probably mitigated in America due to a lot of the, public service announcement campaigns we've seen. People don't want to do it because they know it's unhealthy. But I do wonder whether or not the impact of the taxation has had on it.
That's an interesting question. If you look at those that died of heart disease, what are the biggest components of heart disease? I mean, we're not eating properly. Mm-hmm. Oh, we must be obese. We have a lot of diabetics out there. Mm-hmm. And smoking increases that as well.
Yes.
So there could be other things as well that can increase that. But what I'm getting at is that you have to look at the components out there. And then if you sit back and say, well, the components of those that catch and die from COVID, and it's not the majority of those that die from just COVID. You understand a lot of it's pneumonia, a lot of it's going in the hospitals, but they have, unfortunately, some areas of COVID. By the way, some of these individuals also die from the flu. That's added on. By the way, the hospital is the worst place to get sick. Trust me. Not everybody just dies of COVID. It was comorbidities, right? Comorbidity. What's the word I'm looking for?
Comorbidity.
Comorbidity.
In other words, they had other things going on that made them sick.
Majorly sick.
But that does not mean they would have died anyway on that day.
True, but what about if they had pneumonia? What about the flu? Folks, just to remind you that a good chunk of COVID is the same effects that you get from the flu. Roger pointed out, which he's exactly right, I've had worse, higher temperatures with the flu than I had with COVID. But Roger's pretty much Superman, so it just kind of bounced off him. But, you know, he sat home because it was. Yeah, you know what?
I was told not to come back.
One of my buddies thought Roger probably injected himself with some hot. Remember that jail that did CBS reported last year?
Really?
They injected hot water. They had a temperature check. It was over 100 degrees. Stay home. They tried to do it to go to as good as another jail, which is much more lighter on
wow.
prisoners. I said, Roger did not do that. Trust me.
No, I wanted to come to work. In fact, I did work from home. I got a
home
studio.
I know. So anyway, all right, more coming up next. We've got now a rewriting of history on the Trump tax cuts. Yahoo Finance says, Trump tax cuts didn't really add to the economy, but they're all bragging about deficit spending adds to the economy. We've got the clips to prove that they were wrong. All of this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway, and before I even argue, he is looking up.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.